Well, capping off an entire week of talking about Domino's from Sunday through the blog post and everything else, I actually went and ordered one of the new Domino's pizzas and gave it a shot to see what it was like. Now, first of all, I have to say it was a huge improvement. It's been a long time since I had Domino's. Can't even remember the last time I ordered Domino's, but I do have this impression of it being very flat and very cardboardish, just like they described. And it was a lot different. I mean, it's like the dough was fluffy. The dough was tasted great. You know, the cheese was good and everything else like that. You know, I got two mediums, one with mushrooms for my daughter, and the mushroom one was kind of bland. But the one I got for myself was quite tasty. Got some tomatoes and some banana peppers on it, and it was good. You know, it wasn't nearly as good as the local pizzeria. They'll never beat that. But you know, the one thing that struck me as I was ordering the pizza, for all this effort they're putting into the product, the process of ordering is still like playing the lottery. I mean, it's a terrible process. It's the same that you would get from Papa John's or Pizza Hut, where you have to play this complete coupon game. They've got a million orders, and if you don't get the right promotion, you're going to get completely screwed. I mean, it's just like the first time I went online and tried to order my pizza, tried to order just a large pizza with two toppings. I mean, my final bill was like $17.95, and I'm like, I'm not paying $17.95 for a large pizza, which isn't even the largest pizza with Domino's. I mean, we're talking like a 14-inch pizza that they wanted to charge me $18 for. So I went coupon hunting, and even that was impossible. I finally ended up just abandoning my cart on the online, calling them up, and sure enough, I could get two mediums, which, quite frankly, two mediums is exactly the same, if not more, pizza than the 14-inch pizza that they were offering me originally. And I ended up paying $12. So there is a problem there, in my estimation. I mean, this customer experience still needs to be solved with the company. But I give them kudos for at least addressing their product concerns and trying to improve on that front.